So we will continue from Mukundamala Stotra, text number 21. As in the text 20, Maharaj Kulashekar very wonderfully has explained about how to engage our senses in the service of the Lord. Now he says, any endeavor you do, maybe a reading of Vedas or taking bath in different holy places, it will be useless if you don't remember their lordship. He says, Amnaya abhyasanaya aranyaruditam vedavratanyanvaham medascheda phalani putra vidhaya sarvam hutam bhasmani तीर्थानाम अवगाहनानि च गजस्नानं विनायत् पदं द्वन्द्व द्वन्द्वा भूरुह संस्मृतिर्विजयते देवश्रीनारायणः. He says here, all glories to Lord Narayan. Without remembrance of his lotus feet, recitation of scripture is merely crying in the wilderness. Regular observance of a severe vows enjoined in the Vedas is no more than a way to lose weight. Execution of a prescribed pious duties is like pouring oblations unto ashes, and bathing at various holy sites is no better than the elephant's bath. So here Maharaj Kulashekar, he says that the very vital and essential principle of all the Vedic studies is that smartavyam satatam Vishnu vismartavyam na jatuchit. Means one has to always remember Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, never forget him. And if he does not do that and engages himself in other ritualistic activities, then it is said it is useless. And that's why he says that without remembering Narayana, just for the cause of having a erudite knowledge, or to show the scholarship, if someone recites Vedas, then that recitation of Vedas or scripture is merely crying in the wilderness, which is of no use. Further he says that regular observance of severe vows enjoined in the Vedas is no other than a way to lose weight. Generally people, they do fasting. And if you look into the Vedas, the Karmakanda part, it explains about Chandrayana Vrata, Arthakrushayana Vrata, so many. Each day if you want to do fast, there is a procedure has given. But if that fast does not take you near to the Lord, then it is a useless thing. Upavas. The meaning of upavas means upavishyati. Means who can take you closer, or by which you can go to closer. Closer to what? Closer to their lordship. So if you really observe some severe vows, penances, austerity, or some fasting, then you should dedicate your more time for remembering the Lordship, thinking about Him, chanting about His glories, chanting His holy name, associating with devotees. That's the real purpose of observing different sorts of austerities in a life. But if you don't do that, then Maharaj Kulashekar says it is nothing but just to lose your weight. And nowadays people, they are more cautious about these things because they wanted to get rid of the disease condition of life. But the great disease of life, as explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, is that through which you can't remember the Lordship, or your mind, if it is really diseased with the materialistic disease or desire to enjoy the senses, then that never allows you to remember about the Lord. Then further he says, execution of a prescribed pious duties, like pouring oblation unto ashes. They perform different yajnas, havans, but for their own benefit, to desire to have some kind of a sense gratification. So that kind of activities, then it is considered as a pouring a butter or ghee into the fire, not in the fire but into ashes, which is not at all useful. Further he says, taking bath in the holy places and still having desire for sense gratification, then that bath is considered as a kunjara snana, like an elephant taking bath. If you see elephants, they go into the water, they drench themselves with the water, they come out, again they take a dust and again they throw on the whole body. So their body again becomes dirty. In same way, someone goes to the holy place, goes to the holy rivers and take bath, and if he is not able to remember their lordship, then it is considered as kunjara snana, the elephant bath, again spoiling their consciousness. That's why it is said in the scripture, as explained in Narada Pancharatra, aradito yadi hari tapasa tata kim. If you worship Lord Hari, then there is no need of performing any kind of other austerities. Na aradito yadi haris tapasa tata kim. And if you don't worship Lord Hari, then what is the use of performing austerities? Antar bahir yadi haris tapasa tata kim. And if Lord is inside and outside, then what's the use of performing austerities again? Na antar bahir yadi hari tapasa tata kim. And if you don't understand that Lord is everywhere, He is within you and He is without you, then what is the use of performing tapasya? And that's why a successful devotee, he should know that what he has to do. As said, the successful devotee has learned to think of the Lord in every conceivable circumstances. Thinking of Krishna is not something to be practiced only when we are removed from our daily occupation, as in solitary meditation. Nowadays people, they think just meditation means just go sit somewhere, join some yoga club or yoga classes and close your eyes and meditate on some sound or some light. But the real meditation is remembering their lordship, chanting their name. And that's what Lord wants from us. And for that, no need to just give up your regular duties and go to some solitary place and set it down. No. Even Arjuna wanted to do that. But Lord asked him, Arjuna, remember me and fight. Mam anusmara yudhyacha. He said, you remember me, but you have to fight. While fighting, you have to remember me. And that is the art of life. I said, ante satatam kirtayanto. Each and every moment we have to remember the Lordship. Sandatam chintayami visheshata antakalecha. If you do regular chanting, regular remembrance, remembering the Lord, then what happens? Visheshena, specifically at the time of death, you can remember about the Lord. You can remember Him. But in other words, we are meant to carry out our daily duties and at the same time think of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya's injunction to always chant the names of Krishna is the same instruction given in such a way that we can happily and easily follow it. Gruhe thako, vane thako, sada hari bole dako. That's what Lord Chaitanya says. Whether you stay at home or whether you stay at jungles or forest, but sada hari bole dako. you have to always remember their lordship or chant the name of their lordship. In the advanced stage, your devotee effortlessly remembers Krishna out of a spontaneous love. In the beginning and intermediate stages, one can also think of Krishna day and night. By chanting the holy name and molding one's activities in his service under the direction of a pure devotee of the Lord. See, one thing that we have to understand, unless and until you associate with devotees, this thing will not happen with us. We can't remember their lordship by our own because we are not on that stage where we can always think about the Lord. But if you be with the devotees who have dedicated their lives, and their life's mission is to serve their lordship, to remember about him, to always discuss wonderful pastime of him. If you be with them, then it becomes very easy to remember their lordship. In the next verse, Maharaj Kulashekhar, he says, Madana parihara sthitim madiye manasi mukunda padaravinda dhamni haranayana kshanau ksharose smarasi na chakra prakamam murare. Now he is instructing Cupid. Cupid means Kamadev. A Cupid, abandon your residence in my heart. O Cupid, abandon your residence in my heart, or in my mind, which is now the home of Lord Mukunda's lotus feet. You have already been inserenated by Lord Shiva's fiery glance. So why have you forgotten the power of Lord Murari's disc? So here, Maharaj Kulashekhar is challenging Cupid. He says that you leave my mind now, because mind is the place of a residence for Cupid, Kamadev. And only the devotees of the Lord can challenge Cupid, nobody else. As explained in the third canto, 31st chapter, text number 38. Balam me pashyamaya asti maya jaino disham ya kado karoti pada kanta vibhrujam vena kevalam. Kapila Muni, he is explaining to his mother that just try to understand the mighty strength of my maya in the shape of woman, who by the mere movement of her eyebrows can keep even greatest conquerors of the world under the grip. See, in our life, Cupid works for a man in the form of a woman and for a woman in the form of a man. They are called as a Ananga Pushpa. Ananga means Cupid, and Ananga Pushpa means the beautiful woman and beautiful man. Our mind generally gets totally addicted, attached, and always remember about the beauty of men or women. And if your mind is attached to that, then it's very difficult to remember the Lordship. As explained by Maharaj Bhartruhari in his Vairagya Shatak, he says, Uduraja Muki Mrigaraja Kati Gajaraja Virajita Mandigati Yadisa Vanita Ridhaye Nihita Kva Japa Kva Tapa Kva Samadhi Gati. Maharaj Bhartruhari, he is explaining, Udurajamukhi, a woman who has a face like a full moon, a beautiful face like a full moon. Mrigaraja Gati, who has a thin vest like a Mrigaraj, and means lion. And Gajaraja Virajitamandagati, and when she walks like a maddened elephant. Yadi sa vanita, if that woman, Hridaya Niyata, starts living in my heart, then he says, kva japa, what japa I can do, kva tapa, what austerity I can do, and what sort of a samadhi rati, the attachment for totally meditation on the Lord's lotus feet, how it will happen. But in Puranas, it is explained, especially in a Padma Purana, in Swargakhanda, it says, Narinam Nayana Deshaha Suranam Api Durjayaha Sayena Vijito Loke Hari Bhakta Sa Uchate. As explained in the same verse here in Srimad Bhagavatam 331-39, where Kapil Muni is explaining that even to greatest of the conquerors of the world, like great demigods, they get controlled merely by the movements of eyebrows of women. But who can conquer that? Sa yena vijito loke, but who can conquer that? That is only Hari Bhaktaha. The devotees of their lordship can conquer this particular desire. Madhyanti munayo apyatra nari charita lolupaha Hari Bhaktihi kuto pumsa nari bhaktinjushadvija. A person get attached in the thoughts of a woman, then it really becomes difficult for them to remember their lordship. But again it is said, especially in Padma Purana, Urdhva Bahuraham Bachmi Shrunume Param Vachaha Govinda Dhei Hridayam Na Yono Yatana Ajanishu. He says that I declare by raising my both hands that only Govinda Bhaktas or devotees of Lord Govinda can get rid of this attachment which is created by Kandarpa or created by the Cupid. Hari Bhaktishya Loke Atra Durlobo Hi Matamama Harau Yasse Bhavet Bhakti Sakritarthe Nasamshaya. The person who has attended the Hari Bhakti, the devotion for their lordship, who are rare, but they are the one who can deliver this whole world. And that's why only devotees can challenge the Cupid, no one else. Because they know their mind is totally absorbed in the thoughts of their lordship. So it becomes easy for them to come over the desires which is created by Cupid. Sri Yamunacharya in his Sotra Ratanavali, he says, Yada Padi Mama Cheta Krishna Padaravinde Navanavarasadhamni Udhyatam Rantvamase Tada Avadhi Batanari Sangame Smareyamane Bhavati Mukha Vikaraha Sushtunishtvandan Chayad. He says, since my mind has been engaged in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna, and I have been enjoying ever newer transcendental pleasure in that service, whenever I think of a sex with a woman, my face at once turns from it, and I spit at the thought. When that happens, as explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Raso varjam rasopyasya paramadrashtva nivartate. If you get that elixir of Krishna, katha, or which is known as a Krishna Rasayana. When you get that Rasayana, that Kathamrita, then automatically all the desires for lower nature, they get away from you. And your mind always kicks them out, because now your mind is engaged in remembering their lordship again and again. In the next verse he says, Nate dhatari bhogi bhoga shayane narayane madhave deve devaki nandane suravare chakrayudhe sharingine lila shesha jagat prapancha jathare vishveshware shridhare Govinde kuru chitta vrittim achalam anneshyato kim varatanaihi. Now he is praying to their lordship. Natheti. He says, think only of your master, the sustainer, the supreme lord, who is known as a Narayana, and Madhava, and who lies on the body of the serpent Ananta. He is the darling son of Devaki, the hero of the demigods, and the lord of the cows, and he holds a conch shell and the bow Sharanga. He is the husband of goddess of fortune and the controller of all the universes, which he manifests from his abdomen as a pastime. What will you gain by thinking of anything else? As we have seen in many of previous verses, Maharaj Kulashekar has instructed his own mind to be fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. And now, again, he is instructing us, who are reading all these prayers, that we should think about whom? The master. He says that Nathaha. Natha means master. Why he is a master? Because he is the sustainer. Devo Janardana. Janardana means who provides everything to each and everyone for their sustenance. And that's why he is a Dhate, means sustainer. And who is he? Narayana. Ayana means a resting place. And for whom? For all the living entities. And that's why he is called as a Narayana. He is a Madhava. Madhava means the husband of goddess of fortune. Everyone in this world is madly run behind the Mother Lakshmi. Everyone wants money. They want wealth. But who holds that Lakshmi? Who controls that Lakshmi? That is Madhava. Then if you really want to have the grace of Mother Lakshmi, then you should worship Lord Madhava. And what is his address? He says that lies on the body of the serpent Ananta. So he is there who is resting on Lord Ananta Shesha. And who is he? Devaki Nandana. The dear son of Mother Devaki, who is the hero of all the demigods. And even in Dao, he is the hero of the demigods, but what is his regular activities? He tends the cows. He is a Gopal. Even though he is a Gopal, when there is a need and time, he holds the conch shell. And Sharanga. Conch shell is a representation of Lord's mercy. It's knowledge. And Sharanga is there as Lord Ramachandra, he holds it in his hand to protect all his devotees. Or Lord Krishna, Sharanga Dhanva. He is the husband of goddess of fortune and the controller of the all universes. As Lord says in Bhagavad Gita that Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. He is the master of each and everything, because he controls everything in this world. then why we should not think about him? Why we have to think about anyone else? Because he is the one about whom, if you think, that thinking itself will liberate you from the pangs of this material existence. And as in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says, O Madhusudana, the system of yoga that you have summarized appears impractical and unbearable to me, for the mind is restless and unsteady. The controlling mind is very difficult. But Lord says, you can control your mind, but for that you need abhyasa, practice. Practice of what? Sincerely chanting the holy name of Lord. Mind is like a monkey. Monkey which is drunken. On top of that, someone has tied a crackers to his tail and they lit up. Once the crackers, they start busting, the monkey goes mad. So same way our mind is like that. It has so many desires, and which we don't know how many are there. One goes, the other comes. So it's going on. And the mind goes mad. Then how to control that mind? And there is only one thing that can control our mind, and that is chanting the holy name of Lord. Because mantra means manat trayate saha, that is mantra. And there is only one mantra which is meant for this age of Akali, and that is Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because that is the one which can control our mind. And if we see all the great devotees, as we have discussed the prayers by Lord Brahma, then prayers by great sages from different planetary systems. Now we are discussing prayers by Kardama Muni, prayers by Bhishma Dev, prayers by Maharaj Kunti. The one and only one point that is common in their prayers is that remembering their Lordship each and every moment. That is the real essence of offering all the prayers to their Lordship. And that's why all the great devotees, they always pray to their Lordship. Some or other, let be my mind at your lotus feet. In the next verse, Maharaj Kulashekar, text number 24, he says, Madraksham Krishna Punyam Kshanam Abhibhavato Bhakti Hina Padabje Mashaurasham Shravya Bandhanam Tvacharitam Apasyanyat Akhyana Jatam Masmarsham Madhavatvam Api Bhuvanapate Cheta Safano Vanam Ma Bhuvam Tvat Sapraya Vyatirikara Rahitut Jnana Janma Janmantarepi. O Madhava, please do not let me even glance at those whose pious credits are so depleted that they have no devotion for your lotus feet. Please do not let me be distracted from listening to the worthy narrations of your pastime and become interested in other topics. Please, O Lord of the universe, let me pay no attention to those who avoid thinking of you, and let me never be unable to serve you in some menial way, birth after birth. See here, intensely he is praying to their Lordship that, O my Lord, I can't do it for myself. It's not that easy for me to overlook all the things. Generally, we always have an interest to find out what's going in something, someone else's life. We always have that keen interest. Rather than what's going on with us, we are always try to think about others. And that's why he says, "Oh Madhava." Why this particular name Madhava he is taking? Because there is one characteristic of Mother Lakshmi, that is chanchala. Sarvatra chanchala taya Lakshmi. Lakshmi is, her nature is chanchala, she is a flickering. And that's what our mind is also. As Lord has a capacity to control that chanchala, the Mother Lakshmi, so same way he has a capacity to control our chanchala mind also. And that's why he says, "Oh Madhava, please do not let me even glance at those whose pious credits so depleted that they have no devotion for your lotus feet." We see many of the people who are famous due to their money, due to their knowledge, due to their beauty. Automatically people get attracted to them. And people on the material platform, with the bodily conception of life, once they get famous, they forget about their lordship. And that's why he says, let me not even glance at those people, because they don't have devotion for your lotus feet. We always have a keen attraction to hear about the gossips, what's going on in others' life. Then again he is praying, "My Lord, that tendency is very strong in me. So I intensely pray you, let me hear only about your wonderful pastimes." Because those pastimes of the Lord, as explained in the various places, are the real thing that really can save us. As explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, that one should always hear about the glory of their lordship, because that is the one thing. Tadeva ramyam ruchiram navam namam tadeva shashvat manaso mahatsavam tadeva shokarshana shoshanam nranam yadam uttama shloka yasho anugiyate. In the 12th canto, 12th chapter, 50th verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, those words describing the glories of all the famous personality of a Godhead are attractive, relishable and ever fresh. Indeed, such words are perpetual festival for the mind, and they dry up the ocean of a misery. See, everyone is interested in listening about someone else's life, what's going on in their life. But those things become stale. After some time, that becomes useless. You don't want to hear it again. But that never happens with the wonderful pastimes of their lordship. Why? As explained here, tadeva ramyam, they are most glorious. Ruchiram means most relishable. And what is the wonderful quality of the Lord's pastime? Navam navam. See, that's why from the time immemorial till today, people are discussing about the wonderful qualities of their lordship. Because these are navam navam, ever fresh. You may have heard the Damodar pastime for hundreds of times, but whenever you hear it, you always think like you are hearing it first time. You relish it. That's the glory of Lord's pastimes. Because those are like tadeva shashvat manaso mahotsava. Tadeva Shashwat. Shashwat means eternal. And Mahotsava means it's a Utsava. What do you mean by Utsava? Utsava. Which lifts you up from Sava. Sava means sufferings. Or material calamities. So Mahotsava. So this is Shashwat Mahotsava, the eternal festival through which you can lift your mind from all the sufferings. Tadeva Shokar Navashoshanam Dranam. Tad Eva, and it is actually. Tad Eva, it is. Only can dry up Aranava. Aranava means ocean of what? Shokaha. Dukha Sagat. That ocean of sufferings can be dried up only by hearing the wonderful pastimes of the Lord. Yada Uttama Shloka Yasho Anugiyate. And that's why he says, please do not let me distracted from the listening to the worldly narrations of your pastime and become interested in other topics. Then again he is praying, O Lord of the universe, let me pay no attention to those who avoid thinking of you. Asangera Sanga Pranashigat, which says that if you associate with the person who one should not associate with, and who is that? Who never remembers the Lord. So one has to be very careful with whom we associate. Then further he says, and let me never unable to serve you in some menial way, birth after birth. That means devotees, they does not want to give up their eternal position as the servant of the Lord. And that's why he says birth after birth. As in Chaitanya Shikshakashram, text number 5, where he says, Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam ma vishame bhavambada kripaya tava pada pankajasthita thuli sadrusham eva. O my Lord, consider me as a dust at your lotus feet and consider me as your eternal servant. Kinkara, Ainanda tanuja kinkaram. Consider me as a servant of your lotus feet. And that understanding we can get in the association of devotees only. And that's why it is said that Ayam hi paramo labho nridanam sadhu samagamaha. The greatest labha, benefit in this human form of life is that which is sadhu samagamaha, association of sadhus. Because only they can give you what even Lord can't give it to you. And that's why Lord says that I get totally conquered by my devotees. Aham bhakta paradino hya asvatantra iva dvijaha sadhu bhir grasta radayo bhakteir bhakti janapriyaha. The Supreme Personality of a Godhead, he says, O Brahmana, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent because my devotees are completely devoid of material desire. I sit only within core of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotee of my devotee are very dear to me. So if you become devotee of the Lord, then you become more dear to their lordship. And so what is the quality? What are the qualifications to become a devotee? It says that even Lord feel happiness in their presence. Can you imagine? Lord get happiness in the association of his devotees. नाहम आत्मा मानशाससे मत भक्तैहि साधु भिर विना श्रियम जात्यंतकी ब्रह्मन एशाम गतिर अहम परः. ओ बेस्ट ऑफ द ब्राह्मणास, विदाउट सेंटली पर्सन्स फॉर होम आई एम द डेस्टिनेशन, आई डू नॉट डिजायर टू एंजॉय माय ट्रांसेंडेंटल ब्लिस एंड माय सुप्रीम ऑपुलेंसेस. इफ डिवोटीज आर नॉट देयर, द लॉर्ड सेज देयर इज नो हैप्पीनेस. ही कांट एंजॉय दैट ट्रांसेंडेंटल हैप्पीनेस व्हाट ही गेट्स एवरी डे. And that's why Maharaj Kulashekar is praying the Lordship. My Lord, make sure that I should not deviate from remembering your lotus feet, serving, rendering service at your lotus feet. And then the famous verse, which is really wonderful, on which whole Gaudiya Siddhanta is based upon. That verse is, you should pen it down and try to remember this verse, because this gives our real identity. He says, Majjanmana falamidam madukaita bhare mat prarthaniya mad anugraha esha yeva त्वद भृत्य भृत्य परिचारक भृत्य भृत्य भृत्यस्य भृत्य इति माम स्मर लोकनाथ. ओ एनिमी ऑफ मधु एंड कैटभा, ओ लॉर्ड ऑफ द यूनिवर्स, द परफेक्शन ऑफ माय लाइफ एंड द मोस्ट चेरिश्ड मर्सी यू कुड शो मी वुड बी for you to consider me the servant of 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 your servant. Tvada bhrutya bhrutya paricharaka bhrutya bhrutya bhrutyasya bhrutya smara iti mama lokanatha. So 7 times he has used this word as a servant. One can almost picture all the servants of Lord whom Kulashekar wishes to serve. First is direct servants of the Lord Krishna or Srimati Radharani or Lord Balaram and other gopis and cowherd boys. Some of the gopis and cowherd boys are the assistants to the direct servants. Among these assistants are the Manjaris who help Radharani serve Krishna and who, according to her, experience a happiness ever greater than hers. Means more than even Srimati Radharani. The Vaishnava spiritual master, especially those in the Madhurya Ras, serve the gopis, and each spiritual master is being served by his disciples. In the modern age, Lord Krishna appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who was served directly by the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan. And these 6 Goswamis also took disciples such as Krishnadas Kaviraj, who in turn accepted disciples. And His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada is the 11th spiritual generations of that Chaitanya Sampradaya. So the phrase Tvada Bhrutya Bhrutya Paricharaka Bhrutya Bhrutya Bhrutyasya Bhrutya is not only a pleasing poetry, but it is an accurate description of a parampara. Each devotee is serving a previous servant of the Lord. To consider oneself servant of all the Vaishnavas and to put their foot dust on one's head is not demeaning. It is the best way of pleasing the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Lord Krishna, Prahlad Maharaj told his father that unless one humbly serves the Vaishnava and bathes in the dust of their lotus feet, one can never attain devotional service to Krishna. King Kulashekar says that if the Lord grant his prayer, it will be the display of his most cherished mercy. But why does he ask to be so many times removed from direct service? Why not ask simply to be the servant of the Lord? One reason is that Supreme Lord does not accept direct service without service to His servants. As Krishna states in the Adi Parva, Ye me bhakta jana partha name bhakta shate janaha mad bhakta nam chaye bhakta steme bhakta bhakta tamam mataha. My dear Partha, those who say they are my devotees are not my devotees, but those who claim to be devotees of my devotees are actually my devotees. And again, I'm repeating the other verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 4th chapter, and text number 63, where Lord, He Himself says, who are more dear to Him? Bhaktehi bhakti janapriyaha. What to speak of my devotees, even those who are devotee of my devotee are very dear to me. So if you become servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, you become more dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's why here Maharaj Kulashekhar, he is not asking direct service to the Lord, but he is asking service to the servant of the Lord. To be servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Because that attracts their Lordship a lot. And the chief aim of Lord's devotee is to please their Lordship. And how you can please their Lordship? By pleasing the devotees. The pure devotee's chief aim is to please the worshipable Lord, and a wise Vaishnava knows that. What can please the Lord? They know that will please Him by becoming the servant of His servants. Being the servant of Lord's bona fide servant. It is because the servant of God, it is because the servants of the God are so dear to the Lord that one can please Him best by pleasing them. Srila Prabhupada compared the process to an ordinary person's attempt to please a very great man. Normally, an ordinary man cannot even approach a great man. But if he, by good fortune, is able to please a great man's pet dog, then he can quickly achieve the favor of the celebrate man. And another reason a devotee wishes to serve through other devotees is that he is a naturally humble. He wants to take that place below rather than push himself forward. He wants to serve all the devotees or even worship the places where they have walked. The genuine devotee does not rashly presume that he is a member of the inner circle of Lord's most dear ones. Lord Chaitanya has advised us that if we really wish to chant the holy name constantly, we should consider ourselves lower than the straw in the street, devoid of all senses, all sense of a false prestige, and ready to offer all respect to others. We should serve not only recognized devotees, but all living entities by giving them Krishna consciousness. So, that's the glory of becoming the servant of the servant of the servant of their Lordship. Because the real servant of the Lord, he never desires anything else. Lord Himself says, Mat sevaya pratitam te salokyadi cha chatushtayam. Ne chanti sevaya puranaha kuto anyat kala viplatam. He Himself says about His devotees, my devotees who are always satisfied to be engaged in my loving service are not interested even in the four principles of liberation. Although these are automatically achieved by their service, what then is to be said by sub-perishable happiness as elevation to the higher planetary systems? In another place, Lord says, Mai nirbhadda hridaya sadava samadarshanah vashe kurvanti mam bhaktya sa striya satpati yatha. Because how Lord gets controlled by these devotees? So Lord himself is giving wonderful example for that. He says, as a chaste woman bring their husband under control by service, the pure devotees who are equal to everyone and completely attached to me in the core of the heart bring me under their full control. And if you serve such a devotee, then don't you think that you will become most dear to their lordship? So let's pray to their lordship with these wonderful prayers. And try to develop this sort of a mood which can really help us to elevate ourselves in our Krishna consciousness. So we'll stop here. There are many more wonderful prayers that we can keep discussing in upcoming weeks. So if you have any question or any doubt, you can ask. I hope what I have spoke you may have understood it, because in Ramayana it is explained that one speech should be pratitam, udharshanam and hitam. When one speaks, it should be beneficial for others. Udharshanam means it should give pleasure to others, and pratitam means it should be easy to understandable for each and everyone who is listening to you. So I hope somehow or other I have tried to stick to this three characteristics of speaking. So if you have any question, you can ask or type it down so I can come to know if you have any question, or otherwise we can stop here. Thank you very much for joining us today, for hearing these wonderful prayers composed by Maharaj Kulashekar. Maharaj Kulashekar ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.